Welcome to the Raw Food Health Empowerment Podcast. I'm your host, Samantha Salmon, Certified Integrative Nutrition Coach and Brain Health Licensed Trainer. And today we're talking about finding fun in fitness. And I'm going to share with you specifically my journey to go from not really wanting or liking to work out. I worked out in college, but not consistently and not necessarily because I wanted to. I felt like I had to. I felt because I was chubby and I wanted to lose weight and get fit that I had to work out. Then I later found out when I became a vegan and gained 20 pounds that really it's about the nutrition more so than exercise that's going to make the difference. And I just fell off my exercise routine completely. What worked in my favor though, at that time I was living in the Bay Area and I was walking distance from Trader Joe's, walking distance from Whole Foods. And the Bay Area is very hilly, right? So I lived on an incline. I had to walk up and down inclines. And now we know from longevity studies of the blue zones, that's what's contributing to their health and longevity. And it helped keep me somewhat fit. I wasn't really exercising at that point other than running. I used to run outside. And for me, exercise always had to have some element of enjoyment for me to be able to stick with it. Why I did the running, and that was, I almost don't even think of it as exercise. It wasn't like, oh, I have to do this. It was just an excuse. Running was an excuse for me to be outside because I enjoyed the outside environment of the Bay Area so much, especially my neighborhood where I lived, which was near Grand Theater. And there was the Rose Garden. And so I would run to and through the Rose Garden, which was just this beautiful, serene place. There were stairs and the environment, the air. I would go out in the morning and it would usually be like a weekend thing. It wasn't regular during the week when I had work, but on the weekends, that was my thing to do. Fast forward LA, when I moved to LA, you guys know, if you've been following me on YouTube, I was a member of Equinox Gym, and I spent a premium to be a member of that gym because the way they kept the place. It was clean. It smelled great. They handed out eucalyptus towels. The fitness instructors were like body goals. They were beautiful people. And they made it fun. The environment was always so light, fun, clean, which is important, right? For a lot of us, just the environment, the energy of that space made me want to be there, which made the investment worth it for me. Because if I want to be there, I'm more inclined to work out. And that was the case. Even times when I was tired, I still made sure I showed up. Fast forward now in Orlando, I love Central Florida and Central Florida weather. The humidity, when it's cold, when it's hot, I love it. I love the humidity. I love the nature. I love the animals here, like the birds, and even the lizards don't bother me anymore. They actually make me laugh. And I love the outside so much that my routine is walking every day. And even if I don't feel like it, I never not feel like being outside. We always end up in a situation where we don't feel like moving our bodies because the body wants to expend as little energy as possible. You will, most of the time, you won't feel like it. There has to be something more that pulls you. So even with my walks, the environment, the outside environment is what draws me just because I just love the weather. I love the natural scenery. But also, I will couple it either if I'm doing, let's say I want peace and quiet and I just want to take a break from technology. That's what draws me, my mindful walk where I'm listening to the trees, to the wind, picking up leaves and moving them. The smell, I engage all my five senses. I smell the grass. I hear things happening in the distance. It could be birds chirping high above in the clouds. I'm listening, I'm smelling, I'm looking, right? I'm feeling the wind against my skin. It is a whole full body experience to the point where it creates bliss. And when I have experiences of bliss, it makes me want to do that again and again. So I'm not forcing myself. Like, I want that experience. When you have that dopamine bliss state experience working out or doing physical activity, it's going to drive you to do it on a consistent basis. And that's been my experience. And then there are times when I want to get through an audiobook, either something I'm trying to learn, like Dr. Greger's How Not to Age, or a fiction book that I'm really into. Who wants to just sit and listen to a fiction book? Sometimes we want to just get the blood moving, right? And be outside instead of inside all the time. I spent my childhood locked up in the house pretty much because my mom had so much anxiety and fear about all the things that could happen to me on the streets of Queens, New York. And I remember as a child just wanting to be outside, especially in the summertime. I see all the kids on the block, they're outside having fun, and I couldn't go outside because my mom had so much anxiety and fear. Now I'm an adult and I have the opportunity, so I take advantage of it. And this is what makes it fun for me, outside. 2024 is the year of relationships for me. Relationships is a top priority for me. And that's another element, like pairing your exercise with something that's a top priority. So for me, it would be ideal to be in a gym, but specifically with people who I want to develop relationships with, to work out with them on a consistent basis. That's not something I'm doing right now because I'm really having a lot of fun with my walking and my strength training, which I pair with music I love and enjoy. And then I reward myself with a nice, delicious shower after. That's how I make fitness fun for me. But for you, it may look different, right? Maybe you like to dance. Maybe you want to go to Zumba classes. Maybe you prefer to be in your home working out, and so you watch YouTube videos or something like that. There is a class I used to take called Brookline, which is basically like dance hall style dancing. And that could be your fitness routine, right? It's in our blood as Caribbean people to be active because we have carnival every year. And carnival, in the epicenter of carnival really is Trinidad. And in Trinidad, during carnival time, people are basically half naked. Okay, so you want to look good for carnival. That's number one. And number two, the music itself makes you dance. There's no way you could listen to soca music and not move your hips and not move. Having the right music that switches the mood for you, switches your state, so you could get into the energy of movement, enjoy it, and have fun. This is going to be critical for you. As you create the enjoyment, you create the environment to build that habit and then maintain consistency from there. It just makes it easier. So I would love for you, after you listen and to this or watch this video, journal for yourself, like, how can I make working out more fun so you can actually start and continue and be consistent. And if you are struggling with this, definitely make sure you head on over to rawfoodmealplanner.com and book a session with me, and we'll talk about it. How to create habit change, right? This is it's a mental journey, but there are many of us out here that are doing it and thriving and feeling great and loving our workout routine. That's what I want for you. I want you to love working out and getting active. It is essential for your brain, for your cognitive abilities. It affects your mood. It affects how you show up in family and community. It affects how you show up at work and being your brilliant, most vibrant self. So until next time, take care.